like on a chicken. Is it chitlins? Do you know chitlins is from a chicken or from another animal?
I thought it was from a chicken.
Have you ever had chitlins?
No.
What about inside part of a pig or a calf that you eat?
I don't know what they're called.
And how would you describe chitlins?
I thought they were just the guts on the inside.
Uh-huh. Do you know how they're cooked?
I've heard of they fry them, huh?
I wonder if you ever, have you ever thought about them being done another way?
No.
I always thought they were fried also, but other people I've heard here have described them as being boiled.
Really?
Ugh. You think that'd be good?
Sounds even worse than frying them.
Let's see. If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it's...
time to feed the stock and do the chores.
Do you know how to call a cow?
No.
Do you know what to say to a cow to make it stand still?
No.
And what about calling a calf?
I don't know.
And what do you say to mules or horses to make them go left and right?
I don't know.
Do you ride?
Yeah, but I never say anything.
You don't? What do you use when you ride?
Reins.
What do you do to them to?
Just pull it which way you want them to go.
Do you know how to call horses? Have you ever had to call horses in from the pasture?
No.
What do you think you might say?
I don't know. You might whistle or something.
What do you want to say when you first get on the horse and you want it to start up? What do you say?
Giddy up.
How would you stop it?
Say whoa.
You don't know how to call hogs. Do you know how to call sheep in from the pasture?
No.
What about chickens? Have you ever fed chickens?
No.
Do you know what to say to them when you're feeding them though?
Here, chicky chick chick.
If you want to get horses ready to go somewhere, like a buggy or something, you say, I want to blank the horses.
I don't know.
When you ride down there, what all do you use on the horse?
Usually just reins.
You don't sit on anything?
No, but we'll saddle, but we don't use those.
Don't? How do you hang on?
It's easier for me, just without the saddle.
But how do you keep on, really?
With the reins, so you can hold on to the mane.
Do you use your knees anyway?
Yeah, sometimes.
When you're plowing, what do you call the things that you guide mules with?
Harness.
And if you did have a saddle, what would you put your feet into?
Stirrups.
When you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
I don't know.
If something is not right near at hand, you say it is just a little over.
Bit.
If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a blank before dark.
Stop.
Or what if you still had some amount of distance to go? How would you say that? Say, I got what to go before dark.
More.